The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, tomorrow Ireland face England in the Nations League at the Aviva Stadium. But do we care as much about the English-Irish rivalry as we used to? Should we care about it at all? Barbara Carthy is a journalist and a football enthusiast, and Rona McGreevy is the Irish Times journalist and co-author of The Kidnapping. They're here to discuss this. Good evening to you both. Barbara, has the heat gotten out of it a little bit?
Well, you see, the thing is, we're playing them tomorrow, so we have to win. Do you know what I mean? So you kind of have, like, when you're playing them, you want to win yourself. But in the Euros, some people, like my hardest core Republican friends, are now turning a corner because the opposite of hate is kind of indifference, if you know what I mean. So they're kind of gone beyond that now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the idea of us winning tomorrow is something that no one has countenance
at all. It's tantalizing though, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I always think like that whenever
unlikely.
Ireland have a big game. I'm like, they're going to win the big ones and they're not going to win against Cyprus or Finland or something like that. But I actually genuinely think they're going to win. That's just me. I don't know.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. Rona McGreevy, have we lost a little bit of the frisson that used to be there between the two countries?
Certainly we have, Jonathan. I mean, in order to have a proper rivalry, you have to play a team a lot. And secondly, you have to be at comparable levels. So Ireland have only played England, I think, twice or three times since that debacle 30 years ago in the old Lansdowne Road. So there hasn't really been a chance to build up a rivalry. And also England are on a different level to Ireland. I mean, I don't know what the result is going to be tomorrow, but on paper, England are on a different level. England are, I think, fourth in the world. We're 55th. And also, I mean, there was a time, obviously, that golden period between 1988 and I think 1994, when we played them four times in competitive internationals. This is the first competitive international, by the way, since 1991. So obviously Stuttgart in 1988 was the most famous victory, 1-0. And then obviously we got a 1-1 draw in the World Cup. And then there were 2 1-1 draws in the European Championships, including Ireland playing England off the park in Wembley. But our old familiar failings in front of goal stopped us winning that game.
Yeah, they're consistent, if nothing else. Barbara, did that Lansdowne Road riot, as it became known in 1995, did that kind of spoil it? Because it was forever going to be framed against that, the image of the old Lansdowne Road being torn apart by English thugs and guard the baton charges. Strangely enough, nobody complained about the baton charges on that particular day. Did that change the relationship that the two footballing nations had?
I was actually at that game and I was on the other stand, and, you know, you're watching the game and they're playing and all this kind of thing, and then suddenly there's kind of movement and, you know, next thing the game is called off and you don't really know what's going on, and, you know, I don't really think that changed, certainly from my perspective. I can only speak for myself. It didn't really make me go, you know.
How did you feel on the night, though? I mean, presumably you were as appalled as everybody was that this was interrupting what up till that point was just another game of football.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I think that's one of the reasons why, like, I was at the Euros there the summer in Germany, and, you know, people are always kind of going like, oh, the English, and they kind of roll their heads, you know what I mean? So there is always that aspect of it. And I think that's one of the reasons why when you go to international tournaments, and as well in Lansdowne Road that day, you're just like, oh God, you know, this, and even in Germany in the summer, any kind of, you know, that kind of, like you say, it would be between England and Serbia, or, you know, there's always an English kind of element to any that kind of carry on, you know what I mean? But in the grand scheme of Irish-English footballing rivalry, I don't think it left that big an impression. For me, anyway. I mean, even though I was there on the night, you know.
But when I was over
in Germany, it was kind of like, I went to the Scotland, you know, and when Germany were playing Switzerland, and you're just kind of like, okay, these are, you know, you're safe. The fans are going to be great. Everyone's going to have
a great time. Well, this is it, yeah.
I mean,
there is going to be that. And I have to say, yeah, Ronan, that the for me, the rivalry is alive and well when it comes to the oval ball when rugby is played. That yeah. all of a sudden we do have that rivalry down to the absolute disgust that the Irish had when was it Johnson didn't stand in the right place for the national anthem. Yeah, and every year it comes round. You know, we really want to beat the English, whereas there's an indifference in terms of soccer.
Yeah, there is, and I think we didn't play England for nearly 20 years after 1995. I was there that night. I was actually under the England fans, and I found it to be the most exciting thing I'd ever been at. And
well, now, Ronan, I'd like to point out you and I go back a long way. You are from Leitrim, so this would have been the highlight of your lifetime to that point.
The rivalry is not, as I said, we don't play them that often, and they I mean, our last competitive game was 91. If we were playing them on a regular basis, it would be something else. But I think they would beat us if we were playing them on a regular basis. Again, they have gone up in the world in terms of football. They are one of the top nations in the world. They've qualified for two Euro finals, and we're nowhere, basically. But I think what will make the rivalry really special, if we were to win tomorrow, and I don't think we will, but if we were to, is the fact that so many of the England players have Irish connections. I mean, you're looking at if half of them declared for Ireland, we'd be world beaters. I mean, you look at Harry Kane, his grandfather's from Galway. Jude Bellingham, he's not playing tomorrow. His grandfather's Irish. Obviously, Declan Rice and Jack Grealish. I'm sure Harry Maguire has a drop of the Irish in him, and Conor Gallagher.
We'd have found it somewhere.
Yeah, so I mean, there's obviously Lee Carsley would be the interim manager as well. So there is that sort of rivalry. I mean, the game tomorrow shows really how mixed up we are with each other. You know, despite all the rivalry and the historical animosities, that half the England team could probably pay for Ireland. You know, so
yeah, and the Lee Carsley thing, Barbara, is interesting, isn't it? Because I think everybody raised an eyebrow when Carsley. I know he's only the interim manager, but hang on a second. Didn't he play for Ireland? Didn't he light out in the World Cup in green? But of course, none of us really had the same reaction when Jack Charlton, who played in the 1966 World Cup winning final for England, when he came to Ireland, we thought he was a great lad.
Yeah, there's something Judas about that, isn't it? You're just kind of going like, Jesus Christ, that's like the mortal enemy, isn't it?
I think we're a bit duplicitous when it comes to it.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, we'll take Jack Charlton, but if it was the other way around... there is something about that, though, where you're just kind of going like, because we totally accepted Jack Charlton. But if an Irish coach were to, coach England and win, that there is something extremely, it's like, I don't know, like treason or something modern day. You see, what I love about football is you can actually have an open rivalry and it's all in kind of good nature. You know what I mean? Where you could say things like that to each other. But we'll have to wait and see what happens there. I don't know why I have a good feeling about tomorrow. Maybe because
this unbridled optimism is not suiting me at all. I'd assumed we were going to be hockeyed off the pitch tomorrow night, it would be a non-event.
Can I just come in there, Jonathan? I mean, on paper, England are a much better team than Ireland, but they really laboured. And I know they got to the final, but my goodness me, they needed a last minute goal from Bellingham. I think it was against Slovenia or Slovakia. I can't remember which one of those countries. And I mean, they were poor at breaking sides down. So, I mean, there is a chance for Ireland tomorrow, but... I can't see us win. If we got a draw... It would be a great result. I mean, the last time Ireland played England in the Aviva was in 2015. That was probably the worst game ever seen at that tournament. It ended nil all. So, we'd settle for that tomorrow. I mean, so, you never know with the two new coaches and a lot of new faces that maybe we might catch them cold, but I wouldn't be holding out too much optimism to that.
What is good, though, Barbara, is that we will have a full house tomorrow. And it's been a while since we've had a full house at the Aviva. You know, the crowds have been impacted by the results and the likelihood of not seeing a particularly good game of football. So that is an unknown that we have to bring to the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt really like I was in at the Euros in the summer, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Scottish fans are great," and I was kind of like, "Oh, you haven't met the Irish fans, though." You know what I mean? So I just feel like we've got rugby and GAA, and football is just kind of in the last few years, you know, and it really is. It is, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best game of the world. And this, when the fans are behind the team and the team are half decent, you know, so that's why you need a game like England where people will, you know, tog out and they will watch it, you know, and that's we need that now. It'll just and also because we have two new coaches on either side. So, you know, people are going to get interested in football again, which hasn't really been, you know, it hasn't had kind of people haven't we just haven't been part of the big game at all in the last kind of 10 years, which is which is a shame.
But we've been here before, Ronan. We're old enough to remember what it was like when we didn't win in the 80s, and then I'll start to come and go towards the end of the 80s. So it's going to happen at some stage.
Well, it has to happen.
It's just interesting,
you know?
because when Jack Charlton took over in 1986, people were saying, who? You know, Bob Paisley was supposed to have been the manager, and there was apparently a split vote, and Jack Charlton got it. And there was no expectations on him whatsoever. I mean, Irish football was at a pretty low point in that stage. We had never qualified for a major tournament. I think we're kind of in that cycle now whereby, like, people don't have expectations. And I think that that is the best place to be, you know, because if we do manage to qualify for major tournaments, which is the goal, I think that it'll be great. But there isn't any expectation that we will.
Yeah. And of course, the other side of it is, Barbara, we'll still be looking out to see, was there any hassle in Temple Bar? How many fellas got arrested? I mean, the seats are much better bolted down in Lansdowne Road these days, but I know the same crowd won't be travelling. I mean, there will be, you know, how much of the Irish want there to be a bit of trouble so we can tut-tut quite loudly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, people actually, they expect it and they do, they kind of enjoy that a bit, I think. When you know, if you're not in, there's a little bit of begrudging. Like I say, in the summer of the Euros,
hang on a second, 800 years of oppression of begrudgery, I can tell you. We'll wait and see how it plays out. Tomorrow evening, of course, it's a 5 o'clock kickoff at the Aviva Stadium. It's the Nations League, Group B, B, Group 2. So let's face it, not exactly the most rock and roll of tournaments, but we'll watch it either way. Ronan McGreevy of the Irish Times and Barbara McCarthy, journalist and football enthusiast, both of you football enthusiasts. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.